Hi guys, we're Into the Ark and you're listening to Smoke Radio.
We did a gig with Vinesh for Coffee House Sessions once, and I think it went down really well, and we got on with the team, and we needed to do a massive tour because we've only just started this since May doing our stuff. So we needed a massive tour, and Vinesh sorted it out. We've got like 40 dates in like 20 days, Coffee House and some just normal gigs.
Into the Ark, just gigs like people buying tickets to see us, and we're playing some really cool music venues in London and Scotland and our home country, Wales. We're playing Cardiff, headlining some shows. So.
And just getting around that much, it'll just help us so much out with the social media and just meeting people who like our music and will buy our singles and things, and so far so good.
Okay, so how did you guys meet? So, sort of, did you start off busking, or how did you guys meet? How did Into the Ark, how was it created? Who was like...
So, I was 18 at the time, Taylor was 14, and there was a charity event we were both playing, but a separate acts, and I'd never met Taylor, but I could hear him singing and playing in the corner some John Mayer, who I'm a massive fan of. So I thought, like... Oakdale, where we're from, Blackwood area, is very, very small, and there's not many people you'll find who play music or even in the same music as you. So just to come across, that was really rare. We ended up singing the show together. We just thought, let's get up and do it together in harmony, and it went really well. So then we did ticket busking in the end, and we managed to make like £300 in 2 hours, or £200 in £300 in 2 hours, something like that. It was ridiculous. So we thought, oh, something must sound good here. We're doing something right. So then we just ended up gigging a lot of circuits, just doing covers, because at the time we had no money, we just needed to make some money. And we were writing in the background, and just November last year, we recorded some songs and just little demos. And next thing you know, we signed publishing as Into the Ark, and now we're writers and slowly on our way to becoming established artists, I hope.
What's your advice to people starting out, sort of maybe thinking about busking? What's your main advice? Because obviously you get a lot of people who just walk past. It can be like maybe lower your confidence a little bit. Definitely. How do you like sort of get over that and just carry on? What's your main bit of advice?
I think the best thing to do is mainly get a battery powered amp so you can be heard, and it's more distinctive when you're singing, because it's really hard to hear yourself when you're just singing without any sort of like amp. That, and then just don't care about anyone, just play as if you're just smashing it out in your bedroom, and then next thing you know, you'll have more attention that way than just standing there like some scaredy cat in the corner.
There was a video, actually, I think it was in Wales. I don't know if you've seen it, but there was a busker and there was some drunk, like, really get up in his face.
That was me.
You?
It was actually me, yeah.
Oh, wow.
1,000 views now. Yeah.
Oh, flipping heck. What was that like?
That was horrible. It was...
I literally just popped off for a wee.
Yeah. And then, this was about 4 years ago now, like, so I was like 14. And
did you see the big crowd, though?
Yeah, no, I saw there was a massive crowd and some bloke just dragged him away.
Well, what happened was that I was busking, and then this very drunk man, obviously on something or whatever, and just was very intimidating for me being a 14-year-old boy, like, that was probably like the second or third time we'd been busking, like, so I was quite taken aback by that. So I tried to continue the song. I ended it early. I turned round and I said to him, I was like, can you just please, like, you're like, I'm quite intimidated. I was just like, is it cool if I was very polite, and he smashed up his face, squared up to me, and wanted to have a fight with a 14-year-old boy in front of like 200 people. So that was all about to kick off, and then the guy who makes the bird whistle noises,
not the bubble man. The bubble man, it's not the bubble man.
It's the guy who makes the bird whistles, and he's great if he is this ever. But he came to the rescue and saved me, and then everyone clapped. And then it got, like, that was literally 3 or 4 years ago, and then one day I was just chilling in Dave's bedroom the other week, like, and then I was like, oh shit, I'm a uni lad, like, and
they posted it, 9 million followers.
Nine million likes on that page, so funny. I don't know, that's pretty embarrassing for me, really.
I guess, but it's funny to watch now, like,
and
so.
Good or bad publicity, I'll take it, do you know what I mean?
Right, we're almost wrapping up the interview, but we're getting to the boring part of, like, when people sell themselves. So I've got a little game, hopefully. Basically, every person I interview on these coffee hour sessions, they have to, like, sell themselves in 30 seconds.
Right.
But I don't know if you've heard, or you have, like, a smartphone, but there's a thing called speech jammer. So I'm going to give somebody a pair of earphones, put the speech jammer on, it delays your voice. Just ignore the delay in your voice. And you have to, so we'll see how it goes.
You can do it.
So basically, you have 30 seconds to sell the band with like the tours, the Twitter, the Facebook, whilst having a delay in your ears.
Okay.
I'm just going to set that up.
It's going to be hard, I think. Now we're into the arc, and we're a folk soul duo with two acoustic guitars and harmonies. We're currently on tour in the UK, playing loads of university shows and playing music venues around the UK. Hopefully, we'll have an album next. Oh, this is so hard. Hopefully, we'll have an album out next year. Oh, wow. What else can I say about myself? You can follow us on Facebook, which is Into the Art Music. That's the same for Twitter and the same for Instagram. And our website is called www.intothearcofficial.com.
That was really good. Like, I couldn't even tell the speech. Could you actually hear anything?
Yeah.
How anyway, difficult was it?
It was quite hard.
Tell at one point you were like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
What's it like?
So it's kind of like literally just yourself on delay, like quite loud. So you like.
Let's see who does it better. We'll see who does it better. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, we're Into the Arc. We're a folk soul duo. Oh, God, I saw
it. I told you, Beck.
Oh, my God. It's just like when we have a phone conversation. Sometimes we get trapped in the room. But yeah, we're a folk soul duo. Please come to our gigs. Like our page if you ever hear this nonsense.